This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Lifting the lid with Sam and Duncan. Duncan, we are starting something new today. We're lifting the lid on all kinds of occupations and things kind of you want to deep dive on but never really have an opportunity to do so. Well, joining us on the line is Sydney-based podiatrist Dr. Frances Henshaw. Good morning.
Morning.
Can you tell us some stats around foot health in Australia?
Well, they did some research last year in Australia and found that 2 out of 5 Australians have foot pain, some or all of the time, and that 63% of people have never really sought any advice whatsoever about their foot health, which is pretty amazing, really, when we consider what we expect from our feet. I mean, they walk us around the world the equivalent of 2.5 times in a lifetime, so we really need to perhaps spend a bit more time looking after them.
But podiatrists are just for old people, right?
Well, this is a perception. I think everybody thinks that we provide very basic foot care like cutting toenails. But in actual fact, podiatrists are university degree qualified. They do 1,000 hours of clinical practice during their training. Mm. And they're the experts in the lower limb. So we know everything from arthritic and diabetic foot problems through to sports injuries, kids who've got walking problems and things like that. We have a very big scope. And any kind of foot problem that you have, a podiatrist can probably manage to diagnose it for you and make a treatment plan.
Can you give us some tips on how we can look after our feet? Because especially through the winter months, I kind of don't look at them. They're inside shoes, inside Ugg boots. And then when it comes to summertime, they're exposed for all to see. And I don't know, how do we look after our feet all year round?
Yes, I get asked this quite a lot. And I think in the winter, they do tend to be out of sight and out of mind. So feet tend to dry out a little bit in the winter. So it's a good idea to moisturise them regularly, maintain your nails by cutting them, not poking too much down the side. If you have something like an ingrown toenail, you really need to see a podiatrist who can look after that properly, because we see a lot of people who just make them worse when they try and fix them themselves. Obviously, wearing correctly fitting shoes is a very good idea to prevent things like corns and blisters and bunions. And I will say to my patients that it's okay to wear a pair of high heels once in a while if you're going to a wedding or to an event. But most of the time, you probably do need a more supportive shoe with a heel of probably about 1.5 centimetres. And in the summer, people do like to go barefoot. And obviously, that's okay unless you have a foot problem where you can't feel your feet. And then going barefoot could be a bit of a hazard because you might tread on something and not know about it.
I do love how, I mean, you're a podiatrist, but when you say things like bunions and ingrown toenails, Duncan and I are squirming a little bit, but this is your profession.
Oh, this is my bread and butter.
How do you not get grossed out?
Well, I actually researched diabetic foot ulcers. So bunions and ingrown toenails are really, you know, quite mild compared to what I look at.
It is Foot Health Week this week, which I have never heard of before, but it is really important, isn't it?
It certainly is, yeah. I mean, we really rely on our feet all the time. And a lot of people, such as tradies or nurses or hairdressers, they're on their feet an awful lot. And it really does pay dividends to look after them before they go wrong. I have a lot of patients who are air hostesses and cabin crew, and they say that having a podiatry appointment is their bread and butter, and it's the best thing that they can do for themselves. And one of them commented recently that all her friends who like to go for a pedicure don't go bouncing out the door, because the pedicure doesn't take away the pain and get to the underlying cause of foot problems like the podiatrist probably does.
Well, Frances, we salute you. I feel like I've just learned a whole lot more today.
I'm glad that I was able to teach you something.
I'm going to go and set my feet free right now and let them breathe and enjoy life. Thank you, Dr. Frances Henshaw. Really appreciate you joining us.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you very much, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.